that. Isn't it great to be blessed of God? To know that God's blessings are always on us, and especially when we come together and we start singing praise unto Him to glorify His holy and majestic name, then we are reminded of how blessed we really are. Too oftentimes we only remember to give thanks unto God at Thanksgiving. You know, I always challenge you every Thanksgiving to be aware of God's blessings that fall upon you every day. But you know what? We ought to be thankful to God every day. And as that song suggested, whether in conflict, great or small, and sometimes when we're going through troubles, we feel that maybe we haven't really been blessed by God, but we have. We have. And it's something that all of us ought to remember. How many of you have ever seen the bumper sticker on the back of automobiles that say, "Too blessed to be stressed"? You know, maybe you have. I have seen many of them many, many times. And I know that we sometimes when we think about stress, we think about things that are bad. I think that we can have good stress just as you can have bad stress. And when I'm talking about bad stress, I'm talking about the frustrations of life, the perplexities of life, the atrocities that happen to us in our own lives. And we are so stressed at times. We're fretful over those things. And that's what I'm talking about tonight when I say that we are really too blessed to be stressed. Many of us say to one another as we greet one another, or maybe in our departure from the presence of another, we say, "Well, have a blessed day." You know, even proprietors have learned to say that. You go to Walmart, sometimes the checkers there, if you let them check you out, if you're not a self-checker, a lot of people don't like that. But anyway, if you know, you let someone check you out, a lot of times they'll say, "Well, have a great day." And many of them will say, "Well, have a blessed day." And that's what we want them to have. You know, sometimes I think it's just a trite statement with people. And when we talk about the blessed life, it becomes trite. It really loses its meaning. It's mundane with a lot of people. When I think about people that were blessed of God, I'm reminded in the Old Testament of Noah. The Bible in the book of Genesis 6 and verse 8 says, "But Noah found grace." And one translation in the Hebrew says it was a blessing of God. He was blessed of God, or in the eyes of the Lord. You and I have our own unique and special blessings. I think that comes as a result of a lot of things. I think that when we honor God, we're more blessed of God. I think that when we put God first, greater the blessings come our way. And even though the Word of God says that He makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, and He offers the sun to shine on the just and the unjust, I've often believed that God really blesses those who honor Him with their life. And you've heard me say it before, but it is so profoundly true, that we need to bless the Lord. David said in Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits." You ever thought about how you bless God? You bless God by talking to God. You bless God by reading His Word. You bless God by singing to Him. You bless God by helping other people, ministering to the needs of other people. And I'm thankful for the Word of God, because the Word of God is infallible. And the timing of God is impeccable. When you stop and think about when those blessings come, that they come at the right time. You know, there's nothing happenstance with God. It's all planned out. He knows what we're going to be doing tomorrow. He knows the difficulties that we're going to face. And so God is always there, ready to abundantly bless us. And too often we do not count our many blessings, as that song suggests. But there's one thing that is also true, and that is that God's blessings are indescribable. If I were to ask you tonight to really make a list of all of your blessings, where would you begin? Where would you first start? If you had to tally up a list of the blessings of God, where would you begin? Would you say, "With my husband, with my wife, with my children, with God, with the church, with my friends, you know, what would you actually say? In Isaiah 60 and verse 1, the prophet said, "Arise and shine." You know, we say that. I guess that's where my mother got that. She used to tell me that. She'd come in the morning and she said, "Son, arise and shine." Well, that was the least thing I had on my mind. You know, I was ready to snooze a little bit longer. But Isaiah said, "Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you." That is, he has loaded us with his blessings, more than we can anticipate in a day's time. Have you ever thought about how often God protects you? Now, I'm not saying that people don't have accidents and people have problems and those kind of things happen. But have you ever thought about how often God protects you? And we pray for that, don't we? Guard, guide, and direct us. That's what we pray. Blessings are defined in this way. It's to regard or treat with preference or with partiality. Now, if that is so true, and if the definition of that is right, then that's saying unto us that we are preferential people of God, and that God really blesses his children. It is an act of great kindness. You know, one of the great traits of God is that he is kind. He's kind to the brokenhearted. And the reason he is that the Bible said his eyes, the eyes of the Lord, run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of all of them whose heart is perfect, that is loyal toward him. Toward him. And do you know what? God knows whether we're loyal or not, or whether we're half-hearted people. I've often said you can't have a half-hearted Christian. By the way, my lesson next Sunday morning, you can go ahead and jot this down, Dwight, will be entitled, "There Are No Woke Christians." You hear that word tossed around a lot, don't you? Woke? Well, we're going to talk about that next Sunday morning, and I hope that all of you are here. No woke Christians. Can't be a woke church. And we're going to talk about the critical race theory also, based upon what the Bible says about how we should respond to that. But here are some ways I want to share with you tonight by which we obtain the blessings and the glory of God. Number one, by praying unto God. Job taught us that in principle, but he also taught us that in word, to pray unto God. Job chapter 36 or 33. And then by keeping the commandments of God. Solomon was one of the wisest men who ever lived, and he taught us through his writings, and the book of Proverbs is just about life and everyday living, and how God blessed him, and because Solomon was not selfish in the very beginning of his life. Now, he had many, many mistakes later on in his life. We know that to be true. But when he first communed with God in the very beginning, why, even when God says, I'll give you anything that you want, and he says, "God, give me an understanding heart that I might judge your people." Now, we often say, well, he prayed for wisdom. That really isn't scripturally sound to say that. But he asked for an understanding heart. Help me to know what is right and how to guide and judge your people. We receive the blessings of God based upon our finding God's wisdom. And as I said, Solomon really believed that. Proverbs 8, verse 35. And by diligently seeking after good. Proverbs 11 and verse 37. And by living the righteous life. Look at all those quotes from the book of Proverbs. And as I told you in the onset of the lesson tonight, that Proverbs, you know, you want to really get down to where the rubber meets the road, even about the Christian life, you could find it over in the book of Proverbs, because it is a book that more appropriately defines how we ought to live today in our life. Now, it doesn't tell us how to become Christians. It doesn't tell us anything about the Lord's church, but it does tell us about life. and how we should respond in various situations. There are many benefits of living in the glory of the Lord, as Isaiah said, to arise and shine, for the glory of God is upon you. Our petitions will more likely be heard. Do you know the Bible says of God that there are some prayers that He hears and some that He turns away from? Isn't that amazing? He doesn't hear every prayer. But the Bible says, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness with him is accepted with him. God will compass us with a shield, David said in the book of Psalms. And he said it more than once. He said it not only in the book of Psalms chapter 5 and verse 12, but he also said it in Psalms 121. He is our shield. He shields us. What a blessing. He shields us from a lot of issues, and we will receive life, he said, Psalms chapter 30. And then he said something that really is remarkable in verse 41 and verse 11. He says that our enemies will not triumph over us. Boy, that's great to know, isn't it? And God will show his abundant mercy. You know, God is a merciful God, and He taught us to be the same, didn't He? Remember Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, and especially in chapter 5, where He begins by talking about the blessed life? He said, blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Think about all those blessings. We call them the Beatitudes, and I guess that's appropriate because we ought to be of that attitude. But he talks about the blessings. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Proverbs 22 and verse 1 profoundly says that you must choose to take a good name rather than riches. For to be held in loving esteem, that is, the blessings of God, is better than silver and gold. Isn't that a blessing? Sure it is. Better to have a good name, isn't it, than to be abundantly blessed? Let me tell you something. Think about all these people that are so abundantly blessed, and they are, whether they believe it or not, with financial success. Jeff Bezos. Think about that. Just made a trip to suborbital space. But think about the billions of dollars that man spent to get there. But think about all the other problems that are going on in his life. How do we receive the blessings of God? I said at the beginning that we ought to be too blessed to be stressed. Number one, we have been chosen by God for His blessings, and the bottom line is that we have to accept them. You know, you don't have to accept the blessings of God. It is a blessing to be a child of God, to be a Christian, but God's not going to force you to become one. But He offers us salvation. He provides for us the opportunity to become connected to Him in a very spiritual way. We are not blessed by God because we are good, but because He is good. And then in 2 Corinthians 6:17, He says, come ye out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Why? Because God wants to bless us. I think there are times maybe when God withholds His blessings from us. When we're not living right and when we're not doing right, I know that's true. Because God's servant spoke in behalf of God, and he said, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, if that's true, and you want to receive the blessings of God, you better be walking uprightly. And when God decides to bless you, he will cause situations to come together in your favor, no matter what other people will do. In other words, God will bless you in spite. You know, sometimes things in our life happen and we don't understand why they happen. We go through turmoil, we go through frustrations and all those kinds of things, and we think, well, you know, I'm just certainly not being blessed of God here. You know what? God sees the whole picture. We don't. We don't see the whole picture. You know, we may see the horizon, but we don't see the whole picture. God does. And sometimes I think God looks at us and says, you know what? You just don't realize I had to wait to make sure this was in order for me to bless you in this way. You are unique as a Christian. And you have an empowerment of God. For John 1 and verse 12 says, to them that receive him gave he the power to become the sons of God. He is the one that empowers us, not us. You ever heard people say, well, he's a self-made man? No, there are no self-made men or women. We're blessed of God. And we are what we are because God has blessed us. I want you to look at this passage again in Isaiah 60. Arise and shine. You know, Jesus said that we are to shine, didn't he? He said to let your light shine before the world, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And Isaiah says that we're to shine, glorify, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Have you ever been around people maybe and you didn't know whether they were a Christian or not, but you just looked at their life, the way that they lived, and they were shining lights of the image of Christ. And the glory of God was all around them. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness over the people. But God's people will arise and shine. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. What you are able to accomplish in this life is because there is a force that is breathing behind you. And that's God. That's God. I hope tomorrow when you get out of bed and you head off to the job or to the workplace or wherever you go, I hope you'll be very, very careful to thank God for his blessings. If he allows you to see the light of the new day, that you would first of all say, God, thank you for a night's rest, and thank you for the beginning of this day. May I use it wisely for you. We ought to ask God to bless us every day. Tomorrow we'll be going to Fort Worth to take the Give Me the Bible program. Five programs. We'll be busy all day long. About a 2.5-hour journey up there. Dallas traffic is bad. People get frustrated, especially in Dallas traffic. Pray for me. Pray for me. Then we make it safely. I'm very confident that God is going to bless us. I may not understand how that happens, but I'm hoping he moves all the traffic out of the way. And when we get in that HOV lane, that we'll be traveling and very smoothly down the highways of Dallas County. What God knows about me and what he knows about you is more important than what other people think about you. One of the biggest frustrations I think we have in life is worrying and being frustrated and being stressed about what other people think about us. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't be concerned, maybe, about being the right kind of example before other people. I'm not talking about that. But sometimes people are so obsessed by what other people think about them. Someone said one time, I don't know why it is when we walk into a room that we think that people are thinking about us. You know, right now the face of God is shining down on you as God's children. I know it is. Right here in this audience tonight. And you may be weighed down with problems. The weight of life may be so heavy upon you, but God's glory is greater. John said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So don't go through life thinking that you're average and that you can't accomplish the desires of your heart, because I believe that God enables us to accomplish the desires of our heart. That's one of the great blessings that he gives us. He has set you up for a distinctively called out, blessed life. Now, you may not consider yourself blessed, but there are ways that God blesses us that we never stop to even consider. Someone said, this is where I start my comeback. I'll spend no more time asking God why doors have been closed, because I'll be so busy praising God for the doors that are about to be opened. For blessings, God says in Joshua 24, unto God's servant, he's going to bless them for houses you didn't build and for vineyards you didn't plant. Have you ever had what we call a serendipity blessing? Now, you know, sometimes we do things and we think, well, God's going to bless us because of that. But when I talk about serendipity, and that just means something out of the ordinary, unusually blessed of God. Have you ever had something like that happen? I mean, were you just, you know, weren't expecting it, and all of the sudden, here comes a blessing. And it came at the right time. Not just a lucky break, as some people say, but it was a blessing of God. It's God's blessings. For John 1:16 says, from the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. That's profound, isn't it? And in Exodus 3:21, God said, I will see to it that the Egyptian, they're getting ready to leave Egyptian bondage, and the Israelites are getting ready to go. And notice what God says to them. They don't know where they're going. They're wanting to go to the promised land, but they had to go through the wilderness for 40 years. They didn't know how they were going to make it, how they were going to eat. I think they really thought that it was going to come immediately, and it didn't. They waited. Joseph was in prison for 13 years before he became prime minister down in Egypt. But God says, I will see to it that the Egyptians load you down with gifts when you leave, so that you will by no means go out empty-handed. I think God blesses us in the same way. As I said, it's not because of who you are, but whose you are. And it's not because of your skill or connections or talents, but it's because God's glory was upon them. And when others are fearful and distraught and they're so stressed, you will remember that you are in the glory of God. And what happens in your life does not happen to you. That's the way most of us visualize things that take place in our life. They don't happen to you, but they happen for you. They happen for you. Well, Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purposes. And you know what? You can be blessed. Secondly, God can do more than we can imagine. Listen to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, abundantly above all that we could ever imagine in our mind. God knows exactly what you need. Our Father, I know that because Jesus said in Matthew 6:8, he said, our Father knows what you have need of even before you ask. And Jesus would say to those who were in great affliction, or to those who could not see and those who could not hear, he would touch their eyes and he would say, be it according to your faith. And as long as you're connected to God, you are connected to a supply line that never, ever runs dry. He meets all of our needs. And you know what? It's greater than Amazon. It is. You know, everybody goes to Amazon today. If they want to order something, they go to Amazon. You know who I go to? God. Go to God. The Bible says we should let him know our needs. God's supply is better. But my God shall supply all of your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But number three, don't wait until God takes the difficulties away from your life to honor Him and to feel blessed. You know, there's so many more blessings and difficulties in our life when you consider it. Job said in Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. I'll trust him, and I will maintain mine own ways before him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, and who healeth all of thy diseases. I will bless the Lord at all times, David said in Psalms 34. Not in the good times, or not in the bad times, but I will bless him at all times, and praise shall be continually in my mouth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What God lifts up and blesses, no man can push down. For thou, O Lord, wilt bless the righteous with honor and glory, and you will compass him, as that passage says, with a shield. Thou hast granted me life and blessings, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. What a blessing! And the good man obtains blessings of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices he will condemn. He's not going to bless the wicked. That's why we need to make sure our lives are right with God. In Romans 8:31, for if God is for us, who can be against us? And we are too blessed to be stressed. And God bends down to benefit us. What a blessing. He bends down to where we are. But we have to get connected to him in order to receive his blessings. And that's where the plan of salvation comes into play. We have to hear that word of God. Not just hear it. Don't just let it go in that one ear. Jesus said, be ye not hearers of the word only, but be doers of the word. And that brings us to the point of belief in God with all of our heart, with a penitent attitude Christ asked for in Luke 13, and a confession of our faith that you are the Son of the living God, and then the yielding of our lives to be immersed in water baptism, as our dear friend this morning, Candy, had done. And we become children of God, and we put ourselves in a position to be blessed by Him. And tonight, if you want the blessings of God, it's not a selfish thing to say you want the blessings of God. I'm going to tell you, I want the blessings of God upon me. I want all of them. I want all that God wants to give me. I hope you do. Let us stand and let us sing.